The fiscal watchdog group, the Empire Center, is trying to figure out what would happen if President-elect Trump and Congress really do make big changes to President Obama's Affordable Care Act. The center's health policy analyst, Bill Hammond, says the state budget could end up with a very large deficit, as high as $2.7 billion.
My finding is that New York potentially could be hurt more by Obamacare repeal than any other state except California. And this is because we have a really large Medicaid program.
And the state's Medicaid program greatly expanded under Obamacare. States were given the option of enrolling more people into the health care exchanges to those earning up to 138% of the federal poverty level. The federal government, for now, pays the entire costs. New York took full advantage of that deal, as well as another plan from the federal government to subsidize low-cost health insurance for the working poor who earn up to twice the federal poverty rate. In the past, Republicans in Congress have tried unsuccessfully to repeal the Medicaid portion of the Affordable Care Act, but it's more likely that they'll succeed in ending the Medicaid funding early next year. Governor Cuomo says that would not only be morally wrong, but it would be a financial hardship for New York.
If they go with the classic conservative governmental theory of cutting those programs to the high-need states, it's going to be a serious problem.
The governor says there are already other pressures on the state budget. Tax receipts have been coming in a bit lower than expected. He hinted that he may have to reauthorize a temporary tax surcharge on New York's wealthiest when it expires next year in order to make up for any potential losses.
Big question is, you don't know what the federal government is going to look like, and you don't know what they're going to do with the billions of dollars of aid that come to New York. And you need that answer first before you can say what you're going to do on taxes.
Repealing the Affordable Care Act would also have a huge impact in the individual insurance market. That's been set up for people who pay the premiums themselves. The costs are already on the rise by an average of 16% this year. President-elect Trump has said he wants to keep some parts of Obamacare, like allowing children to stay on their parents' insurance plans until the age of 26 and not penalizing people for pre-existing health conditions. But Hammond with the Empire Center says if the other regulations, like those that require healthy people to buy insurance, are rescinded, the entire market would descend into what he calls a death spiral.
We know this happens because New York, it did happen in New York before the Affordable Care Act.
He says before Obamacare, New York's laws required insurance companies to cover high-risk people, and the costs skyrocketed.
And you get this feedback loop where you get a very small number of people paying a lot of money for insurance. Your uninsurance rate goes up, and the premiums for people who have the individual coverage go very high.
Governor Cuomo says he's not panicking yet, though.
The president-elect has said a lot of things. I want to wait and see what the president-elect actually does and what the Congress has an appetite to do, and then we'll respond accordingly. But it could have dire consequences for states like New York.
According to the state health department, New York's health exchange has so far been a success, enrolling more than 3 million New Yorkers in the health coverage plans over the past 3 years. The number of uninsured New Yorkers has declined during that same time from 10% to 5%. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.